Now we're ready to kick off another hour of the Steve Gerber Show. Good to have you here, by the way. Fighting for you every day from the Foxhole of Freedom. It's what I do. I'm harsh. I'm direct. I'm honest. A lot of people won't do that. I hope I don't hurt your feelings, but if I do, suck it up, buttercup. It's the Steve Gerber Show. Good to have you here. Three big things to start this hour. Number one, some football news. The Detroit Lions sold out for the season, second time. And Michigan's football opener will be under the lights at the Big House. Number two, Attorney General Dana Nessel is looking to hire some newbies as she's getting ready to sue the oil and gas industry. That should be exciting. And number three, this is a story that, well, this is a story we're going to continue to follow because it's interesting to me. It is interesting to me. Ingham County Clerk Barb Byram, breaking her silence on social media late Friday regarding the dismissed case against her and her husband, Brad Delaney, and Mason Public Schools involving her son's reinstatement after he allegedly sexually assaulted a classmate in school, which would require him to be tossed out of school permanently. The allegations are that they used their political clout and their standing to get their son pushed back into school and therefore traumatizing the alleged victim who would have to see him every day. Brandon Wolf was an attorney for the alleged victim and said all the dismissal did is drop the names of the individuals mentioned, including Byram, Delaney, and two high school administrators, and allows him to sue Mason Public Schools on behalf of his client directly. In addition, the motion must be filed in Ingham County Court and will allow the Title IX case to move forward. The court sides with us that the school dropped the ball, Wolf said, referring to reinstating the school of choice alleged perpetrator and ignoring a personal protection order when it implemented a no-contact policy between the two students. To be able to proceed and sue the school is huge. To be able to proceed and sue the school is huge, so says Brandon Wolf. An initial investigation of the allegations triggered a referral to the Jackson County prosecutor because of a conflict of interest. Byram serves as Ingham County clerk, and Delaney, her husband, is a detective sergeant with the Ingham County Sheriff's Department. The alleged victim decided not to press charges, not criminal charges, because Byram and Delaney's son had been expelled. However, now that her alleged perpetrator has returned to school, filing criminal charges could be next on the horizon. This case is not over at all. Is not over at all, said Brandon Wolf. And that's the problem, using your position to, you know, to adjust what has happened. You know, not a good look is all I'm saying. Not a good look. Attorney General Dana Nessel looking for people to work in her office, for her and in her office, revealing on social media that her office is looking for attorneys and law firms to serve as special assistant attorneys general who would focus on legal action related to climate change impacts from the fossil fuel industry on Michigan's behalf, creating junk lawsuits to go after Chevron, BP, Exxon, whomever. Junk lawsuits. Her office has lost several environmental cases, including her attempt to shut down Line 5 in the Straits of Mackinac and cram a case through the court system related to the Flint water crisis. Her record on these cases, not good. Her record on these cases, not good. But she's going to keep going until somebody calls her out on it, that is. Until somebody calls her out on it. Yeah. Let's see. It's tornado season. Tornado season is here, and Michigan gets about, what, 17 a year on average? Something like that. Feels like we're ahead of schedule, but I don't know. Maybe we are. 17 is the average. Sometimes you get 25, sometimes you get 8. 17 is the average. The tornado sirens went off in Hillsdale May the 7th last week, right? Week ago. Junior Ann Coates said she got a notification. Heard security made an announcement to students in the library, but that was it. Hillsdale College campus security said that the college's safety protocol includes comprehensive discussions on emergency procedures during orientation, visible safety flyers around campus, a lack of easily accessible online resources specifically for emergency situations like tornadoes, but there are protocols everywhere. The University of Michigan sets a high standard with its detailed emergency protocols during severe weather. They're informed by way of the University of Michigan Emergency Alert System. Michigan State has a sophisticated MSU alert system that notifies the community about impending severe weather and other emergencies. Supported by an infrastructure that includes emergency phones, robust surveillance, ensuring that everyone on campus knows where to go and what to do when a tornado approaches. Wayne State has the Wayne State Alert System to communicate with the campus during emergencies. Their safety protocols emphasize seeking immediate shelter. Grand Valley activated the moment a tornado warning is issued, halting all campus activities. And those are just a few examples. Most places have pretty good, robust systems in place. If your child attends one of these universities, or you know somebody who works there or attends there, maybe you could ask about the protocols for the university you're concerned about and find out more. Look, it's tornado season, and that's where we are with it, right? It's tornado season, and that's where we are. All right, so football news, a little bit of fun football news. Detroit, for starters, just spent $212 million on a quarterback. Hope he doesn't bust a foot or something. For the second consecutive year, the Detroit Lions have announced they've sold out all season ticket packages for home games at Ford Field. Our Lions loyal members are the heartbeat of our fan base and the true foundation of our incredible home field advantage. We are proud to have reached a sellout of memberships and want to encourage interested fans to join the wait list for the best opportunity to attend our games at Ford Field in 2025 and beyond. So now there's a wait list. Isn't that remarkable? Honestly. A wait list to get into see Detroit Lions games. Man, we are a long way from a couple of years ago, aren't we? 0-16. Yeah, remember that? By the way, hefty price hikes, too. Some season ticket packages have more than doubled in price. Success? Give me the cash. The problem is, it's, you know, the Lions did hold back a limited inventory of single-game tickets, which are going to be made available through the team's website and Ticketmaster on Wednesday evening each week when the NFL releases its schedule. So you can still get tickets, apparently, or you can get properly scalped. And speaking of football, Michigan season opening football game at the Big House with Fresno State happens August 31st. Man, that just seems early, doesn't it? August 31 will be a 7:30 kick under the lights. First time these two teams have ever met. What is it, the Fresno State Bulldogs? That's what I'm going with. I think it's the Bulldogs, right? Game two will be Texas in Ann Arbor. Already selected by Fox for a noon start. Last year, the Big Ten launched a 7-year deal with Fox, CBS, NBC, hosting Big Ten Saturday night. A weekly primetime game. There it is, Big Ten Saturday night, and it's Michigan and Texas. There's your football update. I still like football, I know. Why do you like football? Because I like football. I played football. I like the game. I don't like the politics that some people bring to it, but I like the game. And maybe the guy that's kneeling for the national anthem gets their head bashed in. I mean, there is that, right? I'll be back.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Folks, I don't have to tell you the Biden administration and congressional Democrats are waging a war on small businesses that must be stopped. There's no group better in the country at advocating for small businesses and the free market economy than the Freedom Fighters at Job Creators Network. Job Creators Network is currently building an army of small business owners and supporters here in Michigan and across the country to fight back against Democrats' big government policies like inflation, regulations, and tax hikes that hurt small business entrepreneurs and ordinary Michiganders. They need your help in showing how the Democrat agenda is making us all poorer and worse off, and how conservative policies can bring back prosperity. If you're a fan of liberty and our free enterprise system, I urge you to join JCN's freedom fighting team. No group in America fights for free enterprise and the American dream and against the forces of progressivism, socialism, and crony capitalism better. Go to joinjcn.com. Do that now. Join JCN.com. That's the Job Creators Network.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Hi.